This is Logan.
This is Ian.
This is James.
And this is episode one of Hell Today, Logan Barnes. Take it away, Logan.
My question stems from an incident several weeks ago in which I noticed a cute girl at the bar.
Okay.
Ian and I were sitting together drinking. I wished to speak to this woman. I could not. My anxiety was holding me back.
Sure.
I will openly admit that. Mm-hmm. Ian threw me into the water like a good wingman.
Yep.
My question is, though, if this situation arises and I see a single woman at a bar, supposedly single by herself, I should say, or anywhere else, what is a good way to cold open? How do you approach that situation, Matt?
See, this is not my expertise.
And it's not the same.
As far as a one-on-one, like you just straight up by yourself approaching a woman at a bar, I've never been good at that.
Here's a question. Is it always successful or is it often successful when...
It's often unsuccessful.
Yeah, it's often unsuccessful.
It's an unsuccessful thing.
It's 98% unsuccessful.
Right.
The other question is, are you by yourself or do you have a wingman?
This is for if I was by myself
okay,
in that
if
situation.
You're by yourself.
Yeah. How do you overcome that block? Well, that's
a mental thing that you just have to work through.
Like, do you have any tips for that, though?
Because when I was down at Mississippi State, I would go to, bars and...
This doesn't have to be a bar, by the way.
Any
place where you see somebody.
Any public place where you would say, oh, hey, she looks cute.
Any place
I might
want
to talk to
rowdy.
Her. Maybe we might have something in common. So you just kind of take a look at her and, notice if she's reading a book or if she's, I don't know what else do people do out in public, man. I don't know.
Look bored.
Yeah, but I said like this girl though that you noticed at the bar, she was reading on an ebook.
Yes, right. Yes. Right? I explained that.
So
worst
of
all, who goes to a bar to read?
No. First of all, number one, we all hit the nail on the head. This 98% of the time,
this is gonna fail.
Is going to fail.
Absolutely.
So before you even begin. You've asked the question, that's fine. This is going to fail.
Yeah.
So, honestly, what we should say, since you, Logan, are a guy who has a little bit of anxiety, you knew that here's an opportunity. You found this gal attractive, right?
Yes.
She was alone. She was doing something which you also like to do, which was reading an ebook.
You like to read.
You found a common bond. However, this situation is 98%. Unsuccessful.
It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that it will majority be unsuccessful. The approach. It doesn't matter how you go about it. It will.
In this
98%
in this situation,
fail.
Yes. So, could we give you advice on how to weasel your way into that 2%? Sure. However, that's not going to do you or anybody else any good.
I was going to try to just give suggestions on how to do it anywhere. Like, you're out in public.
That's
you
what
might
I meant.
Be at,
the pet store picking up food.
Yeah, a pet store or, say, you go to Six Flags or something with some buddies and, hey, there's this girl and you've been seeing her around the park all day because that happens. People tend to kind of make the same rotations around the park. And you want to go up and talk to her or something. This is just advice for everyday, kind of situations you're going to find yourself in. You see a girl and you're like, hey, we're at the same place, so we obviously have something in common.
Yeah. Right?
So this is how we're going to break the ice.
But the thing is, how do you break the ice without things being immediately awkward between the both of you?
That's the hard part.
That's the hard part. And in my experience, what I try to do is get the girl to come to you. Instead of you going to the girl, like you're sitting and you're watching this girl, not creepily or anything. You see this girl sitting at the bar. Instead of approaching her directly, you want to kind of do something
like yell at her from across the bar. Hey, you with the face.
Yeah. You with the face on. come over here. You want
come here.
You want to do something because I've never just like it's never worked for me. I've never approached a girl at a bar and been like, hey, how's it going? What's your name? Where are you from? Blah blah blah.
Logan,
it's never worked out.
I think that we see this in television, in film.
Oh yeah,
and lots of other situations where it is successful. But what?
It's not a movie.
Number one,
we don't look like Ryan Gosling.
No, and honestly, not all of had Ryan Gosling walked into that situation in the bar the other night, he wouldn't have been successful.
We don't have to reference that specific situation over and over. It's just a general.
Well, it's a very.
I think I think that wasn't the point that Josh was making.
No, that's a very standard situation.
Well, yeah. It's a very standard situation because for someone who. Like yourself, who has not had a lot of experience, they think very much like you did, oh God, here's an opportunity. When in actuality, it's probably not your best bet.
It's not really an opportunity at all.
No. Should you want to put yourself out there? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there are probably better opportunities in settings and situations with your friends, with, you know, not gal who's at a bar. I just think that there are more opportunities to be successful where you can have the same feeling of fear that you have to overcome that we could potentially give you advice for.
But the environment might be a little bit more comfortable for you.
Yeah. So maybe a bar is not the best place. Maybe, you know, people don't just Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan bump into each other in a coffee shop. Mm. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Or get mail, you know.
No one gets mail.
Sure. Yeah.
Except for that, you've got mail.
That's another thing I was going to bring up is social media. That's kind of how everything's going.
Yeah, everything is going digital. You got to swipe right and left now.
Is Tinder the new bar? Is it? Is it the new going out to a bar?
Why don't you ask this guy?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think Tinder has a very specific purpose.
Perhaps.
And here's my thing about online dating. Online dating attracts a very set group of people, I think. And if that's your thing, then yeah, that's where you need to go to search because you're going to find people like-minded like you are. But if that's not your thing, that's not where you need to be. And I don't think that's where you need to be because I don't think that's going to be a comfortable environment for you because that's really a cold open for you too because you're looking at somebody's profile, specifically Tinder, where you have a specific number of characters, a couple pictures that you can post to learn about everything that there is about a person.
And you have to make your mind up.
And then just I've got to decide.
That's the thing. Just because you have the same interests as someone, you're interested in the same things.
It's extremely superficial.
That doesn't mean you're going to have any kind of connection.
None whatsoever.
Mm. Unless you're talking about football, you know.
So
the Bachelor.
In this instance, as we sort of start on this project together, I do think this is sort of a good way to kick it off. I'm glad that you sort of chose this question, Logan. Maybe it's all about the approach,
maybe lack of approach.
Continue.
Don't try. Basically, is what I'm saying.
And we're back at square one.
I was like, wow, we really went nowhere.
Okay. So continue to sit at my house and go to work.
No, less is more.
Yeah.
Less is more, truly. Like, if you see a girl at a bar and you think she's cute or whatever, and you go and sit next to her, she's immediately probably going to think you're creepy or weird.
He has a great point.
Or something. Like, she's going to be... It's off-putting, I think, in this day and age for something like that to happen. So
because we don't connect with each other that way anymore.
Nobody connects face to face anymore.
It's like 10 years ago, I'd go to a bar. If there was a girl there that I thought was cute,
hey, how you doing?
I'd say, how you doing? You know, and offer to buy her a drink. But nowadays, people look at you like you're weird. You want to buy them a drink.
Yeah,
like,
you try to do that now, it's not going to work. Yeah. It's not going to work. You have to adapt to the times. And I feel like you being 24 years old, you need to be able to adapt to the situation and not just approach a girl in a bar in a cold open and expect it to lead to something.
Just blossom into some kind of budding romance.
You're not going to meet the love of your life in a bar.
No. You guys think I had some really psychotic expectations.
No.
I think our listeners may have had some psychotic expectations.
Right, and you don't have to be defensive about it. We're not trying to we're not trying to single out your intent or be jerks about it. But you asked a good question, and the response is, it doesn't work. It's not ever going to work.
It's never worked for me.
Sometimes it does work, and it does, and it matters if it's 12 o'clock at night or 1 in the morning, and they've been at the bar for a very long time, and you've been at the bar for a very long time, and you already have a little game.
I think it works. But I think for Logan and what he's looking for, right. I don't think
right.
it works.
And
for
that's what we're saying. Nope. For in this situation, not 98% of the time, 100% of the time, it's not going to work. And
Logan's not a bar goer. Logan's not a big drinker.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That's not how he's going to meet anybody.
This gal, backstory, my God, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. But this gal was not there to socialize or converse. She was there to eat.
She was there to have dinner.
Have dinner and read her book. So in this situation, every single time, it doesn't matter if it's Matt. It doesn't matter if it's me. It's not going to work. It
doesn't matter if it's Ryan Gosling.
It's not going to work. So what advice can we give you to further your cause to how to date Logan Barnes? Find another way. Find another situation where maybe it's not just one guy. Maybe it's your friends, and maybe there's a person in another group of friends that you find interesting that maybe, you know, is not there to have dinner by themselves or be alone. But there are other things that...
Yeah.
That's where the wingman mentality comes in play. Like, you find a girl that you might think you have a few things in common with, and she's got a group of friends. Well, you've got your group of friends, and they all go together, start chatting everybody up,
right.
And then you've got, you know, two groups of friends just starting to mingle out, and that gives you a little one-on-one time with the girl that you might have a connection with.
You know, in episode 0, which if you haven't listened to, you should go back and listen to it right now, you laid out on the front end that this isn't like a how to have sex advice. This isn't how to, you know...
This is not a one-night stand podcast.
No, this is... Right. We genuinely, as your friends, and I feel you do, you sort of want the same thing. You want to have a real relationship and a real experience. And there's a lot of folks out there who just, man, there's not a book written about it that does what they need. There isn't, you know, maybe they don't have friends that are successful in this. And, you know, I mean, every one of us, for all the times we've been successful, we've also failed relationship-wise.
Incredible more number failures.
I know it's hard to imagine, but I've failed on many occasions.
So just like...
I'll tell you about one right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to a concert by myself. Well, I was with some guy friends of mine, and there was this girl there that I thought was really attractive, and there was a bar, and I approached her, and I was like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And she was like, and she kind of passed it off, and I was like, well, okay, fuck you. And that's...
Did you say that to her, or were you just feeling
no,
that way?
No, it's just after she said that, I was like, well, okay.
The rejection hurts.
I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
But would you say that in that environment, though,
We had talked, we'd had conversations, and I thought things were going okay. And I was like, well, let me buy you a drink. And she was like, that's okay.
Well, there's that really fine line between determining where a girl is just trying to be polite and nice and where it becomes...
Or maybe they just don't drink.
Yeah.
Then why the hell are you at a bar?
This is true. But...
Sure. Eat dinner and read your ebook.
Right.
But I think that, you know, and I really honestly don't think it matters which situation that you're in. You're going to have to put yourself out there. I mean, you're going to have to take that chance. You're going to have to go for it if that's what you want.
But that's getting over that. You don't want to look like you're trying.
Yeah.
But that comes with getting over that mental block of not wanting to go out there and not wanting to talk to him.
Which is why we're saying this is not the situation for you.
I mean, like maybe go to a bookstore. Failure's
totally
going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not gonna be the death of you. I mean,
no. People are gonna tell you no in your life. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
I got that. Yeah, You get to hire people, so you get to tell people no all the time.
and after I realized after episode zero that I'm officially the oldest person in this group.
Yeah,
I think that as I've gotten older, I've learned that I regret now more opportunities that I did not take advantage of because of fear or because I was worried about rejection or whatever it was. And now I could say, man, I really wish I would have gone back, just put myself out there, because you realize later on, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit, Logan.
Nobody. Just do it.
Just do it.
And if you think about every relationship that, you know, maybe some of you other guys have been in where you've gotten your heart broken. Like where it felt really super devastating.
I'll pretend
at first.
I know what that feels like. I
was put yourself say, in that I situation for a second.
I've actually been the one to break it off with every one of them.
No, I know how it feels. It sucks. Yeah, it sucks a whole lot.
But what happens? You get over it.
You get over it.
At some point, yeah.
You eventually get over it. And that's just a part. But the thing about it is when you get your heart broken or when you put yourself out there and you fail, you learn a little bit something about yourself, you learn a little bit of something better about what it is that you want.
That's true.
In a person. And I'm not saying that you can't know those things any other way, but in my personal experience, I've learned more about myself and I've learned more about the things that I want in a significant other through a lot of the failed relationships that I've had or a lot of the failed attempts that I've had.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're here.
Yep.
So
you know what you don't want.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. So Logan, maybe this situation isn't for you, but the effort I think is very
admirable.
Is very commendable. You don't
regret not taking the opportunity.
Absolutely. You got to take chances.
Because I promise you, of all the horrible feelings that I've ever felt in a failed relationship where, you know, it just didn't work out for whatever various reasons that it didn't, the thinking years later down the road about what could have been is way worse than going, you know what, I had my shot, it didn't work out, and it's cool.
You only got one shot.
It's true.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Take
you
the
don't
shot.
You don't want to be mom's
just
spaghetti.
Just take the shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or don't take the shot.
But take the shot.
Take the shot.
No regrets.
Or well, don't take the shot.
Take the shot or don't take the shot. I think maybe pick your situation
she'll
wisely.
You. Yeah. She'll come to you.
I have no idea what that even
I don't. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
She'll come to you.
I don't think.
Will. Logan, what was your question for episode one of How to Date Logan Barnes?
Well, I think it got kind of lost in the shuffle now. But
so what was your question?
It was more how do you approach a woman, basically.
I think we just talked about
take
that.
Take advantage
for
of the
minutes.
Opportunity if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't regret not putting yourself out there because of whatever fear and anxiety you have, which is a real thing.
You have to set yourself up for success. And what we meant at the very beginning by this is a lose-lose situation is it just doesn't, that is not a successful situation. So when you find yourself in a situation which is much more likely to be successful than that, go for it.
But I have no idea what that is. See, you're not offering alternatives.
You're going to...
This is bad, but there are good things. We just don't know what.
Okay, like you go out with us and we go play
disc golf.
Because
nobody understands women, Logan.
If you
No, actually we did offer other suggestions, like Ian mentioned a bookstore. I mean, other
bookstores,
people...
Bookstores.
You're going to an event this weekend where you could very well meet someone...
That's right. You're going to go to the con.
And there's going to be a ton of people there that are going to share your interest. And you have a whole lot to offer. You've just got to realize how to present that to somebody that in the right situation that you feel like is going to share the same interest.
And the tricky thing is, as you can meet somebody who has all the same interests as you, but you could hate them. And
oh, absolutely.
You.
Oh, no,
absolutely.
I understand that.
Like, yeah.
I hate Matt Woods.
My significant other.
I mean, imagine a scenario where you actually, you know, you bust down that barrier. You know, you
break the seal.
Break the seal. You make that cold open and something happens. And you finally end up in a relationship, and then now
that's actually more terrifying than rejection.
Okay.
At some point,
all right, there you go. Now you're in that relationship, and it just doesn't work out.
you get out as fast as possible.
That, we're not even there yet. Yeah,
that's another question.
We're still jumping.
How do you break up with a girl? Yeah.
We're at the approach, man.
Yeah,
okay. We aren't even there yet.
No, this is pre-approach.
I think my point is there's plenty to worry about after that.
Absolutely.
There's plenty to worry about after
but
that.
But you'll never have the opportunity, or you'll never... I honestly think that you miss out more by don't taking the chance, by not taking the chance, than you do by taking the chance.
Nothing is worse than what could have been.
Yeah. I mean, you can make fun of me, but I'm married and happy.
Isn't that a Garth Brooks song?
I'm married and happy too, so I can make fun of you as well.
You can, yeah, but he can't. But
everybody fucks up. It's fine.
It's true.
The idea is that you have to... If
I said moderate,
if you are feeling the desire to put yourself out there, make sure it's at least a decently winnable situation.
Yeah,
you know, for us, that might have been a different situation.
It was a different time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like, you know, at least two of us could have walked up to that gal in the bar and had a different outcome. For us, still would have probably had the same outcome, regardless of who it was. But for you, I think what is important is when you feel that feeling, put yourself in a position to advance that.
And what if the outcome is just that you tried?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I don't know. I mean,
trying's not going to kill you, bud.
No,
it's not.
And I think we're probably going to discover this every time we do an episode of this. But the answers aren't always... The answers aren't always clear cut and exactly what you think they're going to be. Yeah. You know, the answer to your question really is
more question.
Is it is more question.
Previously
but,
on Lost.
Yes, it is a ghost cloud.
How do I approach ghost clouds?
You just it's a smoke monster. Shut up.
Yeah.
With a vacuum cleaner.
But you. So the answer to your question really...
It's the embodiment of all evil. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
The answer to your question really isn't, you know, clear cut and dry. It's maybe approach your question from a different way. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah, I think the real travesty is not taking the opportunity that you want to take.
Yeah.
Now, anytime you get that urge that you're like, oh, man, I would like to talk to her, just do it. I mean, you just got to get over whatever that block is in your mind. You just got to go up there and do it.
Yeah.
And that's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah, exactly. Totally
it certainly is, no. Yeah.
Which is put yourself out there and the women will come to you.
This is not Field of Dreams. This is How to Date Logan Barnes, which is why I'm saying that...
That's the only way I know how to do it. All the women have just come to me constantly.
Well, give me some of your magnetism and we'll go from there. But that's not how it works for me, buddy.
Bend over. And so... But what I'm saying to you is, if that is the case, and the case for you is, I don't know if I feel good about doing this or not, assess the situation. If you realize this is not a situation where anyone else would have any modicum of success. This
GTFO.
Maybe so. But here, just like Ian said, you don't know unless you try. And the grand scheme of things...
Who gives a shit?
Well,
really?
No, in the grand scheme of things, hey, I mean, you know, it's another person you've met, it's another friend you've made, and you have an opportunity to move on.
Yeah, and there is nothing wrong with approaching somebody. I mean, let's say a bar situation, like, you know, the same situation, and, you know, you putting yourself out there and just having a very normal conversation, and you make a new friend out of it. And then over the course of time, I've been in relationships like that where... You know, we find a common connection. It's just a very normal conversation. And over the course of a long period of time, you know, we develop feelings for each other or we get more comfortable around each other. And then eventually a relationship develops out of that. If you feel like taking your time and that's something that's a little bit more comfortable with you, start from there. You know, start. And I mean, I hate to say what about Bob, but maybe steps. Baby steps. And really the thing about it is, I think... What I personally, and I don't know you as well as the other guys here in this group do, but what would make me probably the happiest for you is just you taking the opportunity, is just you really going after it and going, you know what, even if I fail or even if I succeed in just the tiniest little amount, that is a success.
Yes.
Or the sheer fact that you did it is a success.
Yes. But you don't want to come on too strong. And if you do come on too strong, then you're like, okay, well, I came on too strong. I'm not going to do that next time.
Regardless, you have to take the chance.
Yeah.
I think that's what this boils down to.
I really do.
It doesn't matter how you approach it necessarily.
But first and foremost, there is
no
formula.
No, I was about to say, there's no formula. There's no.
Because women are really complicated. You have to want.
Women are extremely complicated.
I think I've got that.
And I know it. I know it's cliche.
Humans are just complicated.
When you meet someone you're compatible with, you will immediately know it.
You'll know that.
You will immediately know it.
That is very true. That is very, very true.
Compatible in romantically, friendship, any way.
Friendships turn into relationships all the time.
Hey, sure. That's how I ended up with my wife.
Absolutely.
There you go.
My wife's best friend.
James and I have a friendship.
It was
and it's wonderful.
One of the first times that I ever hung out with my now wife and one of her best friends, I told her best friend, I was like, I'm going to marry her.
Yeah.
And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, she's dating somebody. I was like, doesn't matter. I'm going to marry her.
Yeah. You'll know. Yeah. You'll know. I know people say that all the fucking time and it's annoying, but you'll know.
You'll figure it out.
A very wise person once said, take a chance to dance and you've got to do it.
Take a chance on me.
So.
Take a chance. Sorry.
I'm
just letting James finish up over there.
I'm sorry about all the donuts.
How do you feel? Like after this, how do you feel?
I feel like I understand it a little better.
Okay.
It's
you understand it about as much as we do. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What do you understand? Lay it out.
I feel like you're right. There is no formula to it. It's one of those things that you just have to do.
It's it.
Like there's no set effective approach. There's no way to increase that 1%. It's either going to happen or it won't. And it's not going to happen if you don't say anything.
Exactly.
So
do not live in that world of regret.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Thanks. That's a great advice, Michael Jordan.
Can't win if you don't play.
If you ain't first, you're last. Wait, no, that's not right.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Don't cheat.
No, don't cheat.
Don't lie.
Don't cheat. Don't lie.
Don't lie.
Yeah, in that opening conversation, don't tell lies.
No lies.
All right, so for episode one of How to Date Logan Barnes, this is Josh.
This is Logan.
This is Matt.
This is Ian.
This is James.
This has been How to Date Logan Barnes.
I like it.
That's what she said.